Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Devin O'Ban. He's originally from Flair, Alberta, plays in the Western Hockey League with the Swift Current Broncos. Now, Devin, this is your, I guess, your first kind of full season in the Western Hockey League. I believe you did get in one or two games a couple years ago, but of course, this season working very much differently than probably you would have imagined, I would expect. What's sort of life been like with you so far this season?
It's definitely a big change from the past and what we were expecting coming into here, but the guys are really good, and everybody's supporting each other. We're living in dorms here at the University of Regina, Luther College, so kind of just hanging out here and only going to the rink and back and kind of following some pretty strict guidelines. So,
of course, as you kind of touched on there, of course, the Manitoba and Saskatchewan teams, they're all taking part in their own sort of little bubble setup down there in Regina. And sort of the life in the bubble there, would you say that it's been sort of good for you so far?
Yep. It was definitely something to get used to at the start. Took some adjusting. We started here with a 7-day quarantine. Couldn't leave our rooms. We had food delivered here. So we were going to the rink and back. That's it. We're traveling through little vans. Everybody's together, traveling as a pack. No workouts, unfortunately. Everything's through Zoom when possible. And practicing. And
of course, there's a whole lot of sort of back and forth there to the rink, you know, for practices and games and whatnot. But while you're there, when you're sort of away from the rink with that sort of setup you got there right now, what kind of things are you doing in sort of the downtime to stay busy there?
Well, I'm still in school, so whenever I have some downtime, some time off, I'm hitting the books, catching up on school. We have study hall time that the team gives us for all the school guys, so taking advantage of that. And when downtime is available, all the guys we're definitely utilizing that and taking our rest and using it wisely, getting lots of stretching in, taking in lots of fluids, and that's about it.
Of course, you mentioned there, you're obviously doing a lot of school work when you get the chance there as well, and obviously you're doing other things on the side. But before we kind of knew that the Western Hockey League would be coming back with this sort of setup here, what were some things that you were kind of doing to stay busy while we're sort of waiting out through this little hiatus to see when all these hockey leagues would get going again?
Well, with all the gyms closed in Alberta, workouts were definitely very hard to get in. A lot of body weight stuff. At home in my backyard, I actually made an outdoor rink to stay skating and kind of keep cardio up and motor skills on the ice. So I was doing that, and obviously, yeah, still doing school. That was keeping me busy, and playing guitar, actually. I picked up playing guitar at the start of quarantine. Thought something to try, and that kind of helped me get through all that time. So
definitely seems like you found a number of different activities to keep yourself busy during the little hiatus there. Now, as you mentioned earlier, of course, you're originally from the Flair area. When you were growing up there, what were sort of your big kind of hockey influences for your career?
My dad, definitely. My dad and my brother. At about two and a half, my dad, he always had an outdoor rink, and he put me on there, strapped on the skates, and kind of went from there. But those my dad, my brother, my mom, actually my whole family, they're a big support, and you know, it takes a village, they say. So it's, the whole community too as well is kind of a big part of my career so far. So,
and of course, speaking of that Flair community, of course, in there, they got the big hockey team there. Of course, the Flair Pirates of the North Peace Hockey League. Now, when you were growing up, did you go to a lot of games for the Pirates there?
I did, yeah. Growing up, that's kind of the thing to do at night, on the weekends, and the odd weekday. But we'd have that one spot, the student section there. We'd all sit, and that was kind of the time out you spent. You'd spend time with people there, and kind of the highlight of the weekend growing up. So,
of course, getting back to your career, of course, we know hockey players, they can sometimes be sort of creatures of habit when getting ready for a game. What's kind of sort of the pregame routine you go through to get ready for a game?
I'm not a huge superstitious kind of guy, but When I wake up, obviously get a good breakfast in. Throughout the day, I like to get at least an hour nap in. That's kind of the ritual. And then pre-game meal would be chicken rice and some sort of veggie. That's kind of the go-to. And then when I get to the rink, I kind of keep to myself, have music playing in my ears, you know, get my sticks taped, all that stuff. And, you know, just keep my mind focused and get ready for the puck drop. So,
I know things are going to be very hectic going forward with this Western Hockey League season here. Devin O'Ban of the Swift Current Broncos, thanks for joining us here today.